from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Afternoon, sports fans. Welcome in. Some Rangers extra innings as we get the G-Bag Nation underway. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by the Good Feet Store. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids as well. Donate today at carsforkids.org. 6-4 the final. They dropped 2 of 3, nearly no hit last night. Extra innings is brought to you by Uber Eats, delivering home run deals to you all season long. And a good afternoon to you, Mr. Mike Peasley. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're doing outstanding. Thank you very much. Does the energy coming out of that Ranger clubhouse feel more deflated than usual? How would you describe this team as they go to their day off?
I wasn't in the clubhouse after the game today. I was in there before the game today, and it was businesslike. But I would have to imagine right now, after losing 2 out of 3 in this one, because even Bruce Bochy said before the game today, he realized, you know, they're trying to win every single game, but he even said that this was a big game today, because either you're going to leave town 3.5 games behind Houston with the tiebreaker, or you're going to leave 5.5 games behind Houston without the tiebreaker, and now the Rangers are heading 5.5 games out without the tiebreaker. I think this one almost feels like the death blow for 2024. Even though there's still, 47 games left, it's going to be awfully tough for the Rangers to overcome this now.
I feel you, Pease. I was sitting here talking with the fellas as we were getting ready for the show, and I think that it's just, man, the hopium's a little lost that this offense is what it is, that they're finally going to be able to click into form. I don't think that there's anything else to turn to for hope. I mean, it was Josh Young's coming back, but yeah, they just seem to not be able to consistently get the bats going.
Yeah, and it's been the story through 110 games this year, hasn't it? That the offense just hasn't fired, and sometimes you have seasons like that where it doesn't click for you. And unfortunately, the Rangers are having that year this year where, Adolis Garcia's had a down year, Jonah Heim's had a down year, Leody Taveras, they've had a down year, and sometimes that happens. And again, Rangers played a long time last year. They played all the way through the end of October into November. Hate to say good things about the Astros, but it shows you just how impressive what the Astros have done to go to 7 straight American League Championship Series, to play that much baseball and to get back there every single year. That's impressive. And the Rangers are finding out, having that shorter offseason, it's difficult. So, I like the fight that the team showed. They did not roll over and die in last night's game. They're 1 out away from getting no hit, and 5 minutes later, they're 5 feet away from tying the game up. And today, they're down 5-0 in the 6th inning. And, in just a matter of a few minutes, they bring the tying run to the plate. So the fight is there. They're just right now, they're just not playing good enough baseball to win consistently. And again, you know, the goal is to win series. The Rangers have lost four consecutive series, and it doesn't get any easier now with this road trip out to New York and Boston.
Can't get enough timely hits anyway. I mean, how bad were they with runners in scoring position this series?
Well, this game today, they were 3 for 12, I believe. Oof. So, and again, Houston wasn't a lot better. I think Houston was like 3 for 14. So neither, both of the teams today had ample opportunities to really, you know, break this game open. And it was just a case today where, you know, the Astros hit a, you know, couple home runs and the Rangers only hit one home run.
Hey, Mike, it's brought us out here in Oxnard. And I just wanted to ask you, Evan Grant asked a question today about energy of the team. And it seems like to me, are they looking for something here? Does he detect something? You know, here's a guy that's in the locker room or the clubhouse every single day. Is he searching for something here, or does he know something?
I don't know. You would have to ask him that question. It wasn't from here in the booth today watching the game. It wasn't noticeable, at least from these two eyes, that that they were tired or anything. And you know, they're in the dog days of August. Everybody is tired right now.
Sure.
At this point of the season, right? You know, you play, you know, 162 games in 180 days. It's a grind for every single team. So I just think it's a case right now where the consistent losing, it's kind of taking its toll here against this team. And, you know, they put a lot of stock into this series here with the Astros today, and a chance to get to within 3.5 games of Houston, build on a little momentum, see where it takes you. And now all of a sudden you're looking at them 5.5 games behind, which basically may as well be 6.5, because you're going to have to finish a full game ahead of them now in the standings at the end of the year. So that's why today's game was such a big one today. And unfortunately, you know, the Rangers got behind early, and the comeback came up a little bit short.
What was going on? It was kind of funny with on two different occasions, guys not knowing how many outs there were.
I'm telling you, the day game after a night game, yeah, it can do wonders for the mind. And again, you get into the dog days of August, and those kind of things happen at this point of the season. Even up here in the booth, there were some errors made up here by us in the broadcast today. We're like, what in the world is happening? It's just, I'm not sure if there's a full moon out tonight or anything like that, if that could explain it. But that was wild today. Yeah, there were a couple of different occasions when, you know, nobody knew exactly how many outs there were in the ballgame. Sometimes you'll see it once. You rarely see it twice.
Yeah. So DeGrom throwing tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. And if yes, that's good, we're off to a rehab start?
Well, it sounds like he's going to throw 20 pitches tomorrow to some minor leaguers. If that goes well, then next week I think they're going to ramp him up to a couple of innings of live BP. And then if that goes well, then the clock will start with the rehab assignment after that. So looks like two times he'll throw a couple live BP sessions. If that's okay, then the rehab assignment will begin. And that is when the clock will officially be on. 30 days he'll have between then to get activated. So if everything goes according to plan, we should be seeing Jacob DeGrom here by the end of August, early September.
Pease, what's your opinion for the fans that are thinking, man, I don't know that I'd even want to throw Jacob DeGrom if they're not in contention for this thing?
Oh, you've got to get him out there just to you know, shake the rust off. I mean, this guy hasn't pitched since April of last year, and, you know, Tyler Mahle was the same way. Even if you're in contention this year, you need to get him back out there on a big league mound just to feel like what it's like to be back out there on a big league mound after having his second Tommy John surgery and kind of what it feels like. And, you know, you're certainly not going to extend him for 110 pitches or anything like that, especially if this team is out of contention. But just to get him back out there on the mound, get him back out there, a feel of pitching in a major league game again, have him some confidence as well going into the offseason, and then, you know, let it rip in spring training in 2025. So I think it's very important for Jacob DeGrom to still pitch this season, even if the Rangers are out of contention.
Extra Innings brought to you by Uber Eats, delivering home run deals to you all season long. Have a great night and a great day off tomorrow, Pease. Take
all
care.
Right. Always great talking baseball with you guys. You guys have a great show.
Yeah, it is outstanding. Thank you, sir. 6-4, the final as the Rangers fall to the Astros as we open up now the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Jenna Relletcher service. You heard Broadus. He's out in Oxnard, California, covering everything going on there. Practice with the Rams tomorrow. That'll be awesome. So we'll have to talk to Broadus about what he's watching for. Lucius Alexander, of course, in the Pimp Cup. You got Woolchuk and Chiafalo and Carter Freeman. And we're off and running. And we're going to take a break here, Lucius. So we'll come back and kick off the show with as much sports goodness as we got next year on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!